the spiritual message of Islam.
His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. If we all open our eyes to see, he is all that we need right now. And we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-Ali al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. صلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأرضين أجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. We were discussing the hadith from Imam Kazim عليه السلام about the significance of intellect, addressing Hisham ibn Hakam. As you remember, this hadith is narrated by the late Kulayni in Kitab al-Aql wal-Jahl, which is the very first part of the Kafi. According to the version that I am using now, is this particular part is on the page 17. We have already reflected on some of the points which are mentioned in the middle of hadith. I'm not going to repeat. Just I read the last few words that we reflected on so that it can connect us to the remaining of the hadith. Ya Hisham, as-sabru ala al-wahda alamatu quwwati al-aql. To be able to remain patient with respect to being alone, to be ready for loneliness and reducing your contact with other people, shows the strength of intellect. We already talked about this point. And then Imam says, فَمَنْ أَقَلَ عَنِ اللَّهِ اِعْتَزَلَ أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا وَالرَّاغِبِينَ فِيهَا. Whoever is able to have some deep understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through a rational process, not just some kind of understanding without being based on, you know, rational understanding, not something that you have just heard. فَمَنْ أَقِلَ عَنِ اللَّهِ is able to understand Allah by reasoning and argumentation and actually making that idea your own idea. Because when you prove something for yourself, then it becomes yours. When you just accept by hearing from other people, this is their idea, it's not your idea. So if you are able to achieve such a deep understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اِعْتَزَلَ أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا. For such a person, dunya has no value, and therefore the people who are after dunya have no value. If I am a lover of dunya, then those who have money or position in dunya become significant for me. Why? Because through them, I want to achieve dunya. If I don't have interest in something, and then there are people who have spent all their life on that, they have no significance for me. Suppose I have no interest, for example, in collecting stamps. I'm not against that, I'm just giving as an example. I'm not interested in that. So those who have spent all their life on collecting stamps would not be for me a special people. They are like any other person. Or if I have no interest, for example, in one of the, I don't know, types of sports, for example, I don't have interest in, I don't know, basketball. I don't want to offend anyone, just as an example. So if I don't have interest in basketball, so those who have spent their life in basketball are not very important for me. But if I have interest in basketball, then I go after these people. I want to spend some time with them. I want to take their signature. I want to keep their photo in my room, so on and so forth. So these people, because they have no interest in dunya, therefore, اَعْتَزَلَ أَهْلَ الدُّنْيَا. Therefore, they try not to be also with the people who spend their life and energy and time in dunya and worldly pleasure. So for them to be detached from these people, not only it's not difficult, indeed it's enjoyable. Because then they would be able to spend more time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the people who are dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Oh, what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow. His door is open no matter who you are. Just take the first step, you'll see it's not so far. Down this road that holds all the answers. Open your heart to something greater.
His holy book speaks pure and true, and always tells us what we must do. His last prophet was sent as a guide, an example by which we abide.
There is salvation for those who seek to find the one and only source of peace and understanding of why we are here, who created us, who we must fear.
So what a wonderful world this would be if we all open our eyes to see. He is all that we need right now, and we can all come together somewhere, somehow.
Therefore, Imam says, اعتزل أهل الدنيا والراغبين فيها ورغب فيما عند الله. And instead, he would try to seek what is available with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وكان الله أنسه في الوحشة وصاحبه في الوحدة. If he feels lonely, because you know, wahsha in Arabic doesn't necessarily mean fear. Normally in Farsi, when we say wahsha, we mean fear. In Arabic, wahsha is opposite to uns. And some animals are called wahshi. You know, in Farsi we say wahshi, but indeed they are called wahshi not because they are wild, because they don't get used to human beings. They are always afraid of human beings. They don't want to come near us. These are those animals which are not used as pet or something, you know, in farm and so on and so forth. So, wahsha means to feel lonely. There is no one with whom you can talk, no one to be taken as your companion. You remember the hadith from Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam, in which he said that if all the people in the east and the west die for some reason, if there is no one left on the earth, but I am there and the Quran is with me, lamastawhashtu. It doesn't mean I would not be frightened. No, it's more than that. It means I don't feel lonely. As a human being, you want to be with someone. You want to be in company of someone. Imam says, when Quran is with me, I don't feel I need anyone else. Of course, if there are people, you know, I don't have problem with being with people. But suppose for some reason everyone dies, but Quran is with me, I don't feel lonely, because then I feel Allah is with me. لَمَسْتَوْحَشْتُ. So, wahsha means to feel lonely. And Imam says, such people who have this strong intellectual understanding of Allah, كَانَ اللَّهُ أُنْسَهُ فِي الْوَحْشَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be their companion, their friend, their acquaintance when they are alone. وَصَاحِبَهُ فِي الْوَحْدَ, the same thing. وَغِنَاهُ فِي الْعَيْلَ, when he is not able to afford for buying what he needs, when he is poor or he has lots of, you know, people under his care, therefore he suffers from poverty, Allah is his rich. Allah is the wealth that he has.
I'm looking back throughout the years to breathe is hard and my eyes are choked with tears. Your face and hair are full of light. Now it will soon be time to go. I feel you feeling calm now. Did the angel let you know?
Let us stop here. And inshallah, hopefully we'll have some chance in future to continue this discussion. May inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualify us to be good followers for Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, and to be always at their service in spreading the true message of Islam, inshallah. May Allah protect our seminary and all Islamic seminaries from everything which is bad and disliked. May Allah protect our seminaries from anything which stops them from functioning properly and in the way that would prepare them for playing a great role in Akhiru Zaman that Ahlul Bayt expect from them. May Allah protect the life of our ulama and maraja and all people who do good things for promotion of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah heal all brothers and sisters who are ill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all marhumin, especially marhumin of the brothers and sisters who are here and those who have rights upon us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last moment of our life the best moment of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Farshid turab yadunni wa huwa ghita'i hawli rimal talufni bal min wara'i wal lahdu yahki zulmatan ابتلائي والنور خط كتابه أنسي لقائي أنسي لقائي والأهل أين حنانهم باعوا وفائي باعوا وفائي والصحب أين جموعهم تركوا إخائي تركوا إخائي إخائي والمال أين هناؤه صار ورائي والاسم أين بريقه بين الدنائي هذه نهاية حالي فشدت الله